The Union of Christ and His Church, June 30. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And He saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. In both the Old and the New Testament, the marriage relation is employed to represent the tender and sacred union that exists between Christ and His people. A Jewish marriage was an impressive occasion, and its joy was not displeasing to the Son of Man. To the mind of Jesus, the gladness of the wedding festivities pointed forward to the rejoicing of that day when He shall bring home His bride to the Father's house, and the redeemed with the Redeemer shall sit down to the marriage supper of the Lamb. He says, As the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, but thou shalt be called my delight, for the Lord delighteth in thee. He will rejoice over thee with joy, He will rest in His love, He will joy over thee with singing. When the vision of heavenly things was granted to John the Apostle, he wrote, I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb.